If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
See the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Yesterday, I saw somebody say, yo, I can't wait for things to go well so I can move out. Ekasi, specifically.
Oh, I saw that.
Then I responded, I said, at your earliest convenience, pumupele lokshin. Right? Then obviously a debate ensued. Somebody asked, well, Ms. Hamba Sonke, who's going to develop the hood? Which is a fair question.
Yes.
And to that I say, you got to understand, the hood was not built by us for us to develop. The hood was already adverse circumstances. They put us in squatter camps. If you can, relieve yourself of that stress. So that's where the conversation starts. Mpo, already I can hear you deeping. You're breathing deeply. Deeply sighing. What say you?
I don't agree with everyone moving out of the hood. In fact, I think those successful ones need to constantly be coming back to the hood. Some of them need to remain in the hood because you are that beacon of hope and possibility for that child that is growing up in situations that they shouldn't be growing up in. But unfortunately, because one does not choose where they get born, what kind of family and circumstances you get born into, you sometimes need that one person that you're going to look at and say, one day, namingzofika laphayana. That black child, it's possible moment.
I beg to differ.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's my biggest gripe with the hood.
But jealousy comes from people who believe they are not destined for greatness. So why can you not be that pillar of hope for someone who knows deep down they are destined for greatness and you are that light?
No, it's proximity. I feel like you can be successful, come from the hood, then move out. Then you, if you have programs that are supposed to uplift people in the hood, or you have things that you need to go back to and develop the hood, you can do it remotely.
So yeah. Near in the hood, uzoxhomela abantu who are still in the hood.
No, awuzoxhoma. You're going to do what you're there to do now that you're successful.
But generally, that's what people do. You go there on Sundays in your C63s, uzoxhomela abantu.
Look, number one. The hood will never be empty because everybody has made it out the hood. There'll always be someone in the hood. I'm of the thought that do move out the hood, yet you still make a contribution,
yes,
towards either employing that one cousin of yours, umthengeli lokali, or you help him start that tire business he wants,
yes,
to start, or you help him start that spaza shop or supermarket or whatever hustle is about. You fix your mom's house if your mom is still there so that they may be in comfort, but not necessarily that you stay there, because,
yep,
we've grown up in the hood.
Yep.
We know what happens as far as the jealousy. And obviously the jealousy is created by the poverty and the environment.
Okay, so it's okay for you to improve your mom's house so that she lives in the hood, but you can't live in the hood.
If your mom wants to remain in the hood.
If you can, keep an ear on it.
If you can.
Exactly.
But like, what I'm saying, there'll always be someone in the hood. If you can, remove your mom, but there'll always be your cousin. Guess what? Not all of us are going to make it out the hood. But for those that do stay in the hood, we have a responsibility to create these economies where they are self-sufficient and not looking to, you know, to crime or to other means of making money.
So here's the thing, right? Nobody's looking down on the hood. Let's be very fair about that and very clear.
Yeah, yeah.
True.
But what we are saying is, because of how this whole thing was set up from the beginning, you've got to understand that people then just made the best out of a bad situation.
Yeah.
It's survival to stay in the hood. If you were to give them a better choice, a better yard, better standard of living,
guys, I grew up around Ray Phiri. This man was driving a Porsche in the 90s. Those were the moments that inspired me to know Uguti, it is black child, it is possible.
And then what did your parents do? Take you out to the suburbs where you had a pool or you were chilling?
Yeah, but
it's not to say Uguti,
no.
Ray Phiri was not enough inspiration. But as soon as you could do better, nakaqeka.
You
but
didn't swallow an end.
What I'm trying to
you left as quick as you could.
But that was for them. That was my parents and their aspiration. I'm talking about my having
my
guys, don't even.
You know.
Fact is, my hood is at Daveyton. Mm. It doesn't make sense for me to be living at Daveyton while working out in Joburg. It really doesn't.
But if you had to go back and live there and you had a closer working environment, would you?
I would. Actually, I would.
I mean, I didn't come back.
You know, I would. No.
Never.
I love town. Can I tell you? Yeah. Just yesterday, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine. When I woke up in the morning, the first thing I wanted was amakwinya. Because I was enough of eating noodles and rice and pork and all of that.
Because you're black, obviously, Pela.
Yes, but
are you telling me? Yeah, well, let me tell you something.
No, but wait. I'm not done with my story.
Okay.
My biggest gripe was the fact that I struggled to find proper amakwinya. Because the ones that you're going to find are those suburban makwinyas that are empty inside. I want a proper linguine. You can only get that in the hood.
But you see, in the first hour, we're talking about inequality and what inequality creates. Now, if super rich people remain in the hood next to super poor people, that is a recipe for disaster. And I'm not saying, but what I'm saying is we could all not move out the hood if mentally we were all in the same mind frame and we all, even the poorest of the poor, there was no jealousy, animosity where now you become a target.
Yeah.
Then we could all stay in the hood and develop the hood. Truth be told. But now we try to develop the hood by helping those around us who are still in the hood.
The hood will kill its own heroes. I ain't talking Lala. The same person you're talking about again now that's inspiring people. Afe Kona La Pangwadre. Don't make me mention names.
Me, I'm saying stay in the hood. Inspire people.
At your earliest convenience, Puma. Puma. So,
yeah.
So, let me tell you. I know you grew up in the hood, but sometimes you don't know the hood culture. So let me school you a little something.
He's fine, man. He's a suburban guy.
That's funny. Anyway, he has Nkwalsel.
Yeah.
Nkwalsel. Yeah.
It's to show you.
Exactly.
To impress you, Nglaya, though, at the same time.
Exactly. So, in KZN, and we've got the hoodest of the hoods, yeah, in Dogzala. Snow Ngau, Mashum, Lazi, Lamonti, Jakala Lapan. And even saying this, I sound ignorant because I'm bragging about crime. But those are the props in the hood. So when guys used to come through, Ochisko, Potikezi, ask him what used to happen. Mama, she definitely back to Alcela. Nkombisa uti, hey, you should not show no lever, no clever, nina, and so Nkombisa la, aila. You see? Mm-hmm. You get props for unruly behavior. So it only goes to show what you wear now. Oh, Saul, it's him in a person child. I mean, hey, Saul, in your soul, podcast and chill for that. Nambi Zuparam.
Yeah, we almost experienced that at one club in Durban.
Nazok.
I was sitting with some pops, and the guy was taking us to the our car in the golf cart. And one of the big guys there was acting tough. Was like, I don't care who these guys are. This is my hood.
Exactly.
But he was saying this in isiZulu. Literally, that's Kwachi, said this guy.
Straight up. All over. Not because of anything you've done personally. It's just the nature. Eh?
Yeah, that's the hood nature.
It's a nature. Yeah. The lion is the king of the jungle. You in the jungle, fam. You're starting to look like bread.
Look, the hood.
No, for real.
How are you in the jungle and you're bread?
The jungle.
The lions are eating bread.
When are you, Mpo? When are you a woman? You're a woman. When are we one? Let the sequel
maybe.
Hey. My gents, please, call. You want to see Jampile, man.
Hey, umpo angasitshela ukuthi fana ubani fana ahlale ekhaya ubani fana abuyele ekhaya ngoba ngokwakhe naye uphumile akabuyele ke sibone yena ukuthi ahlale ekhaya angeke hey once into zakho zihamba kahle ibasho ukuthi into zakho zihamba kahle nawe uhambe nje uyohlala uyohlangana nenkinga elokishini ayikho into ozoyenzeka because uzobuswenkela abantu abanganalutho.
But wait, why are we assuming that staying in the hood means you're staying with your parents? There are houses in the hood. There is the possibility to build your own house in the hood. So being in the hood doesn't equate to staying at home.
Mm-hmm. What say you?
Mpho, come on. Be black. The hood got my little brother, Helen Joseph, psychiatric ward. Kikamu, how he got out, he was fine. He got up his horse again, he was okay. Atswa, where the hood, he went to buy himself a house far away from the hood. The hood is jealous, Mpho. The hood is jealous.
And it's not the hood that's jealous, by the way. Everybody's jealous. Generally, it's a people thing. But the problem is, in the hood, people are stacked like sardines. So, everything just gets worse, right? As a line 50 Cent says, like in the hood, summertime, it's a killing season. It's hot out this itch. It's a good enough reason. Nakona in the suburbs, vele nakona abantu banomona. But because anhleli phezwe, yabo there's not a lot of you and anhleli phezwe abanye abantu. Ngisho umuntu angana nomona le ukuthi awunendaba naleyo nto.
And also you're right, it's not as intense because abantu khona, you know, sleep with full stomachs. Unlike in the hood where the frustration builds up for such a long time, even small things, you find someone is jealous. Ungena na makroza, sabakubona la makroza, man. Just small little things.
Nah, for sure. I hear you. But the voice notes keep coming in.
In this case, I have to share our soul's sentiment. We are never all going to move out the hood. Some people are going to die in poverty, and that's the hard reality. If you can get out, get out. Get out. Like, help out. Begelama outwako from afar. But get out. Get out.
And another thing, by the way, let me tell you, where the system tricks us, especially as black people, the system tricks us into thinking that we have got to fix the inequalities of the world. We've got to fix the ills of the world. Talking about we've got to develop the hood. Aibu. That's not our issue. We didn't create that. Yes, it affects us, but because you're trying to help out. There's a guy that won. He didn't win, actually. RAF guy, right?
Oh, yeah, in
Mpumalanga. 1.3 million rand. Waithatha imali umuntu wahamba, and he created a borehole for them so they could have water. Now, bless his heart, that's such a good thing to do. But you don't want to live in a country where a guy has to take his hard-earned wealth. The guy literally took a hit. He was hit by a car for that wealth. And then Wahambo just said he created a borehole, a basic need for society that government should be doing, not him. Do you see how unfair that is? What's going on? How can you let that word get through?
Where there's a smoke, there's a fire. So they make sure that you can come just to visit.
Again, who let that voice
note
through? What's wrong with you?
Get your mind out the hood.
Now the mind's in the gutter.
Yo, Sizwe, I agree with you. Mawuthola ichance hamba ekasi. No. Ngihlale ekasi ne and ngiyahamba month end. Like, I can't wait. And this topic made me realize ukuthi I've made nje a great choice of leaving. Abangqoshanga ekhaya ingena yonke into kodwa nje ngiyahamba. Ngizobabona second half. Nomuntu wakho uzusabuvakasha. Ngoba nje uyazi ukuthi mangihamba late abafana basekasi bazomenzela istory ukuthi le bari le cheese boy no hambe kasi when you get a chance hamba ngiyahamba ke nami ke ngiyahamba nje month end sengiyitholile indawo I am leaving kasi bye bye kasi no ngizobabona nge Christmas.
I'm laughing because my partner is from KZN. I grew up in Soweto. Ngithe nimzela usizo the way ashintsha ngakhona izwi ukuthi nje yasuka nje. This person is the kindest individual, but me say sugil, isugil, kwangempe, luvelashon, I would say, as in, yamatota gele.
No, that's serious. No, lale lang in jail. On a more serious note, there are certain places where you need a certain type of demeanor to survive.
Oh, yeah.
Uzumunduktua, ewe, nangegu lunge enda when it sees. Abo? And it's because it's kule enda anywhere. Yes, it's fine. You can be in the suburbs and work a certain way. But mesufia we in daufune ushinja. Genga utafunu uzuchwela wanya majito. That in itself, it's not so much about bravado. It's a survival instinct. Oinyoni uzocheza. You'll be punished for the softness. So please, by all means, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.